A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place to start, and that's at Wembley, as England, annoyingly, lost to Brazil in a friendly. Here's how it sounded live on TalkSport.
An iconic matchup that recalls Pele and Moore, Barnes and Hadley, Ronaldinho and despair. Ball over the top, it's a big chance of finishes. Pickford doesn't know whether to come out or not. The shot goes past the goalkeeper. Walker came back so speedily and swept up behind Jordan Pickford.
They will pick you off if you go in ones and twos.
More worryingly, from an England perspective, Kyle Walker is now down receiving treatment. Only had two wins in 13 games against them.
Sidetracked to the top six of the world under Gareth Southgate. Falls for Rodrigo, the left-footed effort comes back off the post. And Paquetá somehow hasn't scored.
Brazil certainly have been the more likely to break the deadlock.
Clear from Rafinha, then a left-footed effort from Paquetá. And Pickford's dive suggested he thought that was going to be close.
And Hendrick is going to be replacing Rodrigo. They reckon he's the next one off the conveyor belt. He is a massive talent in the late game.
Finishes his goal side, and Pickford can't make the save. 1-0 Brazil with 10 minutes to go. Bundled over the line by Hendrick.
They look the most more likely to score over the 80 minutes or so that we've played.
It's England's first home defeat since 2020. It's their first home defeat in a friendly for 8 years.
TalkSport Daily.
And here's the reaction from the England manager, Gareth Southgate, England legend, Stuart Pearce, and some of the players involved.
And that is the end of the game. Brazil should have made it two right at the end, but they have won by a golden nil. It's England's first home defeat since 2020. It's their first home defeat in a friendly for 8 years.
I can imagine what the response will be. That's football, but I have to look beyond that. And although, you know, we sort of say quickly in a sentence, I know there are injuries, but there's about 15 now. So, you know, that, of course, impacts things.
For us, it's the balancing act of what we need in midfield, get stronger defensively. We've got to be better from set plays. I think we had a lot of set plays today, Aid, and I don't think we really put pressure on a goalkeeper making his debut. I really didn't.
So a big night for Konsa, who becomes the second player making his England debut, and the 96th different player that Gareth Southgate has used as England manager.
It's every kid's dream to play for their country, and you know that happened to me tonight. Very proud moment for me and my family, you know, especially to play against such a historic country and against Brazil.
Anthony Gordon makes his England debut. He's the 62nd different player to make his bow under Gareth Southgate.
It's hard to describe. I played in some big pressure games before, and yeah, I've never had a feeling like today. I was just overcome with emotion the whole day. I just want to come in and fit in, be a part of this squad, because it's so impressive. And yeah, the manager's been unbelievable with me since I've come in. You know, give me the opportunity to start just shows how much belief he has in me, and yeah, a lot to look forward to.
Now the ball comes in, and it's around the back is Gordon on the half volley. Good save. Gordon not far away from scoring a goal against Brazil on his international debut.
We just lacked those little moments of quality in the final third, really, that would have been the key to winning the game.
The cutting edge was missing, a bit of killer mentality, I think. And when you play, you know, the top teams like Brazil, they're always going to get a chance.
We had so many chances ourselves, and we couldn't score, and that was just the story of our night. But I think we can take so many positives from tonight and building it and move on to Tuesday.
We just need to find that balancing act and be more aggressive in getting players forward quicker?
From my point of view, I thought we controlled the game tonight.
So what do you think you could have done better?
Be more ruthless. Just take our chances in front of goal.
The players we didn't have is obvious. The pleasing thing is that players came in playing, for many of them, the highest level of game they've had and dealt really well with it.
Do you feel as if you deserve a spot on the plane to Germany?
That I've said, you know, publicly, that's my goal. That's where I want to get to. So, yeah, I feel like I've done myself no harm, but I've still got a long, long way to go. I've still got to prove myself day in, day out.
In the context of what are we trying to learn, what are we trying to improve upon for the summer, we take a lot from the game. Of course, when you lose, then there's always going to be negativity, but I've got to look, you know, at the bigger picture.
TalkSport Daily.
And, of course, Jason Cundy and the former Liverpool and Arsenal winger Jermaine Pennant took your calls after the full-time whistle on the game day phone-in on TalkSport.
There was good parts, there was terrible parts, and then there was same old England parts. Mm. We look at England as we're good going forward, we're good in certain parts, but at the back, we are vulnerable.
I'm not that despondent about this performance or result. It's
a little bit concerning.
There are concerning parts, Gemma. I won't deny that. I'm not zero
clear cut chances. It's the same old thing under the manager. We cannot beat a top 10 FIFA ranked team. We struggle.
But no, it's just disappointing for me. I mean, I know we've got a lot of players out, but tonight it was just a bit of another example of Southgate being a bit rigid in formation, and we seem to lack creativity. It worries me.
There were times they got to us too easily, Gemma. It was too easy. It was two passes and they're into a back four.
That's too easy. We can't do both things. We can't have a high press and be solid.
If everyone stays fit, England win the Euros. You're not convinced?
No, because it's too negative for starters. We are not creating enough chances.
Gareth Southgate is not the man to lead England. It's plain and simple. Gareth Southgate has had 2-3 international tournaments to find his team. Still can't do it. We're still talking about whether if certain players can fit into certain positions. The reality is, right, I get you're an England fan, I get you want to support the team, but you've got to call facts for what they are.
Gareth Southgate
as the England manager, England are getting nowhere. And that's just the
Jordan,
fact.
Jordan, nothing's changing between now and the Euros.
I understand that, but from what I'm seeing, I, as an England fan, I'm not encouraged England will win the Euros. I don't think England get past the semi-finals.
We're just not clinical. Underneath Gareth Southgate, we are just not clinical. There was not one single clear-cut chance where you look at that game today and goes, oh, we should have really scored that one. There was half chances here and there. Mm.
These are why these friendlies are there. England fans, calm yourselves down. If this was a pre-season friendly, there is no way you'd be phoning up and being as aggressive and this knee-jerk reaction about he's not good. This is a friendly. This is part of the process.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Elsewhere yesterday, it was an emotional day at Anfield, as Sven-Goran Eriksson lived out a boyhood dream by managing Liverpool as their legends side faced Ajax legends in a charity game. Here's the former England gaffer reflecting on being in the Liverpool dugout.
That will be a huge memory in life, and absolutely beautiful. The atmosphere, fantastic, all of it. And to sit on the bench for Liverpool, that's been my dream my whole life, so now it happened. And it was a beautiful day, in all meanings, the crowd, the game, the players, everything, fantastic. And thank you to Liverpool for giving me this opportunity to invite me for such important game. It's no points giving out, but the importance of the game is incredible. And those players are coming from all over the world to play this game. It's beautiful. Now, how it was? It was full of emotions, tears coming. It's been my dream club all my life. Even when I had England, I was a supporter of Liverpool, but I couldn't say it at that time. That wouldn't have been very good.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, away from football, the former Liverpool and QPR defender Stephen Cooker joined Natalie Sawyer and Tony Cascarino in the studio on Weekend Breakfast. He opened up on the gambling issues he faced during his career.
I think, look, the important thing is to take away from this is if you're a compulsive gambler, you gamble more than you can afford, you know. So if you're earning 100 grand a week or £100 a week, you do 101, you know, and that was the case for me. And I'd got headed into the game against Arsenal, did okay, and the next day Les Ferdinand pulled me and was like, how on earth did you just play that game? Because I know the sums of money you lost two nights ago. I know the casino had called him to say, like, you know, I think Steven's out of control right now. Which, to be fair to the casino, was one of the only casinos to ever do that, so that was a positive. But I remember Les just sort of like looking at me, squaring, and I couldn't really answer it because when I'm in it, it's the adrenaline of the gambling just takes me away. And then it was sort of like the game was almost something on the side. So it took away the pressures that I felt from playing, for sure. And I used it as a bit of a coping mechanism to begin with.
See, I've been around casinos all my life. I've played poker in many of the casinos in London, from the Palm Beach to the Vic and many others. And I would see numbers of footballers in there. And a lot of them you would know. And you might have even played against or for. And I could witness. So the story always comes out. So, like, Les would find out because there's contacts everywhere. But it's a good thing that they find out for you. It's what you do afterwards. And did you find a way, or did it still keep reoccurring for you?
It kept reoccurring until I sort of hit rock bottom. You know, I've hit several rock bottoms, to be honest with you, but at the time, that was, for me, a real rock bottom when sort of football had turned its back. I was without a club. I'd spent 6 months training on my own. The money had dried up. I'd barred myself from every casino in the UK. I barred myself from all the bookmakers as well. But then new doors open, you know. So I've spoken publicly about it before. I then get offered to go to Cyprus. I then get offered to go to Monaco.
Well, I know a story in Cyprus because I know someone who owns a casino, and someone told me a story about yourself, and I'm being totally honest here. And Natalie knows that I know because I've spoken to Natalie about it. And this is what happens. You can fall back into the trap. But coming open as you are is the best thing you can do, because there's always people that know, Stephen.
Always.
Always someone finds out and knows.
Yeah.
It's a small world in a strange way.
I agree. And I think that the fact that, for me, it's almost like there's no limits to it. So it's all very well yourself, by yourself here. And
well, some parts of the world, there is no limit, isn't there?
Well, exactly. You know, Cyprus being one of them, you know. Yeah. You can gamble until your money runs out. Look, for me personally, it's definitely something that's plagued my career. It's affected my life, my personal relationships and everything like that. Yeah. So it's something that I take very seriously, and it's something that I have to battle on a daily basis.
So that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon on Andy Olsen's Drive Time at 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak Darren Bent, looking back at last night's game at Wembley. Unless, of course, you're listening to this before 9:30 in the morning today, because from 9:30 to 12:30, I'll be on Virgin Radio playing discs and that. Make sure you join me for that if you're about. Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been Talksport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.